This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Bully Project is a much-anticipated documentary film that follows stories of several kids in the U.S. who are being bullied or have been bullied. Director Lee Hirsch started filming The Bully Project in 2009, about a year before bullying fully came of age as a high-profile crisis. National Public Radio reports that The Bully Project adds to the public conversation about bullying by providing an unflinching look at the stakes involved. At its center is the family of Tyler Long, a 17-year-old who had just recently hanged himself in a closet when filming started. The film follows his anguished parents as they launch a community discussion of bullying in the wake of his death that it certainly appears the school does not want to have. Bullying is being redefined from being understood as kids being kids to the social problem it has become. And a movement has emerged that is working to stop bullying altogether. In November 2008, we spoke with Nanaimo school student Aaron Mishkin, who became the public face and spokesperson about and against the Kick a Ginger harassment that was delivered to red-haired students in schools across Canada. We also spoke with Prince Rupert Secondary School teacher Tulani Ackerman, who witnessed the effects of this bullying. And we're joined again in the studio by Aaron Mishkin and on the phone by Tulani Ackerman. Welcome back to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you.
Tulani, it's been more than 3 years since we last spoke on the topic of bullying. What has or has not happened in that time? What has or has not happened with regard to bullying in schools in the last 3 years?
Well, one thing that I am noticing a little bit more is that this issue is becoming more and more prominent, and we're seeing that in our schools, but also that that people are becoming more and more aware that it is an issue. So I'm seeing people stand up for it more, which is really exciting. And I was even speaking to my 5-year-old niece last night, and we were asking her if she's been bullied and what is bullying, and she didn't really understand it, what bullying was, which was quite exciting because that means she hasn't actually had to witness that yet herself. But she said in school they're teaching them how to, you know, respect each other and take turns and share. So that was really encouraging to hear from her that we are making a difference on bullying, I think, on a few aspects, but it definitely is a huge issue out there right now.
When we spoke last, I believe you said that your brother had been directly bullied around this red hair kind of day. What was his experience after that all ended, and how has his experience been over the last few years?
My brother, it kind of faded away after he had been bullied that day. In regards to, he hasn't been bullied since, but I think if I sat down and spoke with him, it's definitely a day that he's never going to forget. And that's that seems to be a theme with kids who've been bullied that I've spoke with, is that the times they have been bullied in their life, they never have forgotten it. And I know, speaking with some friends of mine that were, or gentlemen that were in my class when they were bullied in high school, it was some of the worst years of their life.
Aaron, what have you seen over the past 3 years? Has bullying decreased in the Nanaimo school that you attend, or have things changed significantly?
Well, things have definitely changed significantly. I don't know if it's that I notice bullying more now than I did in the past, but certainly I see bullying happening all around me. And at times, I even notice that I may or may not be bullying someone, and I have to check myself and realize what I'm doing. But I don't really know if that's because I'm now hypersensitized to bullying and I see it everywhere, or and I was just blind to it in the past. But definitely I've seen bullying increase over the last 3 years.
Have there been systematic efforts to speak about bullying, to educate about bullying? Have there been in-class seminars or speeches? Has any of that happened in your experience?
Well, certainly it used to. I feel that in the first few years of high school, there was a great deal of seminars and speaking about bullying and how to prevent it. But in the last few years, I felt that it has dropped off suddenly. Whether my grade is not involved in those seminars and they're focusing on younger grades or not, I don't know. But I certainly haven't been part of any seminars on anti-bullying in the recent couple years.
Tulani, you're a teacher, and school boards across British Columbia have been encouraged to adopt anti-harassment policies to protect their students, which presumably would protect them from bullying as well. What have you observed in Prince Rupert with regard to these types of guidelines?
You know, we're always told to look around and make sure that we're watching out for our students. But in regards to, as Aaron's saying, like, there are some programs, but I think what's happening in a lot of cases is that there's so much going on in schools and there's such a lack of staffing that I feel like there needs to be a lot more support in the schools to help with bullying right now. There needs to be more programs. And the scary thing that I'm seeing as a teacher is that the bullying isn't as much face-to-face anymore. It's gone onto the internet, it's gone cyber, and, you know, through texting, and which is just as vicious or even worse. And sometimes that's really hard for us to see because it isn't face-to-face as much anymore. So it's becoming more sneaky and secretive, and so there definitely needs to be a little bit more support, I think, in schools, which is really challenging right now when there's such a cut to education.
And, of course, one of your concerns, Tulani, has been the resources that are available or not available for education, as it were. So I guess you see a direct, link between lack of resources and potentially an increased experience of bullying amongst students.
Yeah, I think for myself as a teacher that I have absolutely no tolerance for bullying in my classrooms. In my classrooms, it is a safe place. If I see anything going on, I hit it right, you know, I stop it right away. But the hard thing is a lot of it happens, you know, in the hallways or in the change rooms. And I'm not sure if Aaron agrees with that, but from what I've seen as a teacher, a lot of it happens when it's not in front of your face.
Aaron, what has your experience been in that area?
I certainly agree that bullying is in the hallways and the change rooms away from where teachers can stop it. And I also agree with the earlier statement that bullying is really moving onto the internet. Certainly Facebook and other social media sites facilitate bullying people in a very anonymous manner in which you cannot be responsible for your actions.
Has the social media intensified then the effects of bullying? Has it become worse because of social media?
I think so. I think things like Facebook definitely facilitate it, especially apps on Facebook that allow you to be anonymous with your comments so no one knows what you're saying. People always feel like they're invulnerable when they're anonymous and don't have any things that would prevent them from saying otherwise hurtful.
Is there an equal anti-bullying presence on Facebook and other social media?
I'm sure there is on parts of Facebook, but it's not really there to the point where you would notice it. You would have to go search for the anti-bullying parts of Facebook that would try to put an end to internet bullying.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
Bullying is being redefined from being understood as kids being kids to the social problem it has become. A movement has emerged that is working to stop bullying altogether. Now a new documentary film called The Bully Project is being released in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. It follows stories of several kids in the U.S. who are being bullied or have been bullied. High-profile bullying-related suicide deaths have drawn attention to the high stakes and widening repercussions associated with school-based bullying, assaults, and harassment. In November 2008, we spoke with Nanaimo school student Aaron Mishkin, who became the public face and spokesperson about and against the Kick a Ginger harassment that was delivered to red-haired students in schools across Canada. We also spoke with Prince Rupert Secondary School teacher Tulani Ackerman, who witnessed the effects of this bullying. We're joined again today in the studio by Aaron Mishkin and On the Phone by Tulani Ackerman. Erin, how did the experience of speaking up and speaking out about the bullying you experienced change you as a person?
I think it changed me greatly in that now I'm much more aware of my actions, and it has made me, I think, something of a social activist in that I believe really in changing our world through action, and that you're not going to change anything unless you personally speak up and attempt to do something.
Your, I guess you'd say, your social action as a very young person took a national perspective, and it became a national experience. What was it like to take that message nationally and to end up on national media?
It was very interesting. Certainly, I felt it kind of galvanized me in a way to being more socially active, and it was also thrilling to be part of sort of a nationwide broadcast.
Can you tell us a little more about what happened to you in the years after that in terms of your experience within school, with your classmates, and in just in terms of your everyday life at school?
Well, I didn't really experience a drastic change afterward. Kick It Ginger Day was pretty an isolated incident for me. I'm not normally bullied by anyone. But in the couple years afterward, I have felt some repercussions of standing out and being socially active. It's a thing that people try to mock me for, to belittle me, but I really believe that speaking up and doing something yourself is the best thing that you can do, so it hasn't really dissuaded me from being active.
Tulani, have you had a chance to see the trailer for The Bully Project or to learn anything about the film? I was talking about it earlier in our intro.
And I read a lot of the reviews, actually, and I watched some clips on it last night, and it was heartbreaking, to be honest, from what I saw, it brought tears to my eyes.
What are your thoughts about the notion of a high-profile documentary film addressing, primarily bullying within schools?
I think it's absolutely amazing that somebody decided to put that together, especially for an 11-year-old to take their life. Like, I can't even fathom the fact that an 11-year-old would take their own life. That kid should be playing on the playground, running around, kicking a ball. And what it did is inspired me even more to keep going forward and supporting my students as much as I can. I'm hoping that movie really hits people hard and it starts to shape everyone to start making a lot more of a difference, because the bullying needs to stop. However, bullying is a huge issue, too, and it's one of those things that we need to look at where the bullying's come from. You know, why are children coming to school hitting other kids or treating other kids poorly? Like, where's the root cause? So there's a lot of questions I'm starting to look at and trying to figure this out.
Erin, have you heard about the film The Bully Project? And if so, what do you think of the film? You may not have seen it. I think it's just about to appear in theaters now.
I have heard of it, and I think it's very important, to be honest. I think that the only way to raise awareness of bullying is to deliver the images that are in the movie. And, I mean, they are horrific in their nature. I mean, an 11-year-old committing suicide is a terrible thing, almost unthinkable. But it demonstrates the true nature of bullying and what it does people and what it forces them to do. And so I think the movie is an excellent step in the direction of raising bully awareness.
Do you think that anti-bullying, such as it is, anti-bullying has become a movement? It's moved from becoming a concern, a kind of a local issue from here to there, to becoming more of a national or a cultural issue?
I do. I think that as bullying becomes a more high-profile social issue, which it has done now, it's become a very important social issue in our time. I think that as that becomes more prominent, so does the movement to stop bullying become more widespread and cohesive.
Tulani, you mentioned your response to bullying if you see it in your own classroom or in the school hallways. Tell us a little more about how teachers could respond to bullying or how they potentially should respond to bullying.
Well, I can only speak from my own experience that as soon as I see it, it's stopped. I will remove both kids and I will go speak with both of them. I have absolutely no tolerance for it at all. And in my classrooms, even when kids are maybe reading out loud and they make a mistake with something, and some kid might laugh, and I'll stop right there, and I state that we don't do this in my class. You know, this is a safe place for kids to learn. And I would just hope, I encourage kids, when if there's bullying going on, to go talk to teachers more and more. And if they find that teacher's not listening, go to another one. There's going to be somebody who's going to support them. And one of my concerns that I was speaking with last night with some friends was that what I see with bullying, that I would hope that parents, I would encourage parents, is that if their kids start coming home and they shut down and they're not talking to their parents about what's going on in the school, that's a huge sign that there's something going on in regards to bullying, and for the parents to get in there right away before something happens like what happened with this 11-year-old, because I find school is a breeding place where, you know, things can happen and kids shut down and they stop wanting to tell anybody, and I would hope parents can keep that open communication and the kids can trust the teacher enough to go to.
Aaron, how can students best respond to bullying, either when they experience it or if they see it or witness it?
Certainly for seeing bullying, the best thing to do is stand up for the person who is suffering. There's nothing more that or better that you can do than standing up and saying, this is bullying, because the person bullying them may not even realize what they're doing. So if you stand up and if you say something and you say that this needs to end, and if you bring, say, a teacher or someone of authority into the picture so they can help, that's the best step for a passer or a stand-byer. If it's happening to you personally, I think you need to go to someone. You need to tell them. You need to tell one of your friends or a teacher or a parent, and you need to get help, because the humiliation and the pain that you suffer when you're bullied, you can't deal with that on your own. It just grows greater and overwhelms you.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add. Tulani Ackerman.
I'm just really excited that this film is coming out, because I do feel like we have a movement that's going forward that can make a difference. And as Aaron said, the impact of bullying can stay with someone for the rest of their lives. So I'm really hoping, as people are listening today, they realize that the bullying is very impactful and that it needs to stop.
Aaron Mishkin, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation?
Just that if you're being bullied, you need to act and talk to someone and reach out and find help, because killing yourself is never the solution to anything.
Thank you to both of you for taking the time to join us. And it was really nice to speak to each of you once again. Nanaimo School student Aaron Mishkin became the public face and spokesperson about and against the Kick a Ginger harassment that was delivered to red-haired students in schools across Canada in the fall of 2008. Tulani Ackerman is a Prince Rupert Secondary School teacher who has been active in a range of causes related to education. You can find out more about The Bully Project, that's the documentary film we've been referring to, at the film's website, thebullyproject.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.